You're listening to The Loudcast. My name is Chris, and we're here with David, Prashan, and Avery.
Hello.
We're recording from the Crossroads Foundation in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We are 10th grade students from Central Catholic in CN LaSalle. Today we're going to be discussing a few different questions. Let's start with one. How would your best friend describe you? Me, I would say probably respectful, carefree, and sometimes clueless.
You clueless?
Yeah.
Are you sure? You seem to know everything of last time I talked to you.
Sometimes I just like get distracted and stuff.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Well, if my best friend would probably describe me as, how would I say this? Like, quiet, I guess. I don't really talk to people that much or like try to conversate with them. Really bad at doing that.
Well, I mean, my best friend, I think he would describe me as someone who just doesn't worry that much about like anything, like someone who's just chill, who just wants to like do their own thing, you know.
I think my best friend would describe me as funny, loud, and I'm usually the responsible one when it comes to us doing stuff in public.
What would you like to do with your best friends, just by yourselves? No supervision, just go out by yourselves. Where would you like to go? What would you like to do?
Do every illegal thing possible.
I don't know. Do what we normally do, I guess. Just play video games. Just chill. Not really anything crazy.
Yeah, I'd agree. I'd probably like watch a movie, play video games, maybe like go on a walk, just talk to them. Let's start to think about like what we want to do in the future and like what careers we're really like looking for.
I'm trying to be an animator, you know, drawing a lot. I don't really make too many animations right now. Right now I'm really like focusing on being able to draw like the best I can and do everything the best I can, like learning the principles of animation and all that. But that's mainly what I'm trying to do in the future.
Well, I'm trying to be a rapper, or I mean, I'm more so a producer right now, but I mean, I'm trying to rap. I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I really do not know what I want to do in the future. Like, so I've been thinking of, like, architecture and, like, IT and whatnot because that's what I'm most interested in. But I really don't have my future ahead of me. It's like the one thing I'm trying to do while I'm here.
I don't really have any specific careers, like engineering or, like, being a doctor or anything like that, but I know I want to stream. So I'm thinking about getting that started. And then if I have like free time, I'll stream. And then while I'm at college figuring out what I want to do, I can stream and hopefully get some followers and entertain them. What would like your guys' ideal future be like? Like house, car, family?
I mean, My ideal life is that, like, I just get, like, pretty wealthy. Like, I pass it on to my kids. Like, I get, like, a nice house, nice neighborhood, you know. Probably get, like, a yacht or something like that. You know. Probably start my own clothing brand if I get really popular, you know. Like, Kanye West has, what, Yeezy? Yeah, I'm trying to be like that.
I don't know if you want to be like Kanye, but I get what you're getting at. As long as I'm, like, being able to be somewhat careless with my money, like if I get to the point of wealth where I can just like spend on things, that's how I want to end up, even if it means I'm working like 24/7 or just not working at all. I just want to be comfortable.
Yeah, my dream life would just to be comfortable. I want to be able to make enough money that I could like retire my mom and just be able to live comfortably on my own, just do whatever, really.
I would probably want to do like what I want when I want. That's kind of why I want to be a streamer, because like I could play games when I want, do whatever I want, and then like hopefully I could get like a nice house, nice car, maybe a pool. That'd be really nice. Tell us about your earliest memory. What is it? How old were you, and why do you think this memory is important?
All right, my My earliest memory is whenever I locked myself in a bathroom on my 7th birthday. So I think it was important because it showed me how dumb I can be sometimes, and it like traumatized me. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really to explain. It's just, it happened.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of forgot my earlier like childhood, to be honest. I mean, it just came and went, I guess. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, my earliest memory is not really that much. I just remember waking up, like, when I was, like, 4 years old, and just, like, going downstairs and, like, eating cereal and, like, playing on the Wii with my brother. Like, I don't know, is that, like, that's supposed to teach me? Like, I had times were better back then? I mean, they're not bad now, but,
I mean, yeah, you're, like, having fun and stuff. I think that's pretty important, like, for childhood. For me, it was probably, like, in preschool. I feel like I remember missing my mom. It was, like, the first day or something. And I feel like it's kind of, like, how, like, you're getting older, even though I was, like, really little. But, like, you kind of have to, like, get unattached from what's important sometimes.
Speaking of attached, like, what thing are you most attached to, like, right now, currently? Like, what's your, like, most important thing to you?
No clue. Absolutely no idea.
I mean, it doesn't have to be an object or anything. It could just be, like, your values, your family, whatever. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, a specific object. It could be anything.
Well, what would you say?
I mean, my family, my values, my culture.
Yeah, my family is valuable to me, too. I don't know. I really don't know what I'd do without them. That's me.
I'd say, like, my family, that's, like, a really big one for all of us, I feel like, because they look after you every day. And also, like, your community and, like, the people around you, that goes along with family and how they all, like, look after you. And also, like, my church. I, like, see them every Sunday, and they also look after me.
I want to say my family, too, but, yeah, my family, because, well, they look after me. They've been the one that's been keeping me, like, sane this summer. I've been literally doing nothing because, well, don't really have much else. And once they're gone, you can't replace them either.
I'd also say my friends because, like, I talk to them every day. They, like, you know, help me get through the day, give me someone to talk to.
All right. If you had the chance to go to outer space, would you do it? Why or why not?
I'd say purely for the experience. Like, I'm kind of curious, like, what low gravity would be like just floating around. Like, if it'd be, like, being underwater and, like, doing cool tricks, like, off the spaceship shuttle.
I mean, I'd like to go to space. The only thing that I have with it is, like, getting back to Earth, you know? Like, you'd be, like, being, like, falling at, like, very high speeds. And I'd probably throw up. I'd probably feel like I want to die, to be honest.
I don't know how to answer this question because, well, I really want to see our world from, like, a faraway place, but at the same time, how would you get back? Because the thing is with, like, going to space and whatnot, it's, like, it's cool in the moment, but then you have to realize that you have to get back home somehow. And what if you don't? Sometimes people don't, but I do. I like my home. I like my family. I like being here.
Kind of similar with spaces. How far have you been from home, and what was it like?
The farthest I've been from home was, like, Lake Erie, but that's when I was, like, 4, so I really don't remember anything. I remember going to, like, a Ripley's Believe It or Not store and being really scared of everything there because I was scared of everything when I was younger, but I haven't really done too much traveling or anything.
Well, I mean, the first I've been from home was, like, when I was in Australia to meet my stepdad. I didn't really miss home that much. I was just kind of, like, enjoying the moment, you know, just being there. You know, that kind of forgot about home, to be honest.
I mean, the farthest I've ever been from home was actually out the country. I've been to Haiti for, like, a week. It's, like, it was really an experience, like, not being in America for I guess, the longest time. It was something, experienced something, I felt closer to home than I actually was at home for some reason. But it was a nice experience, but I can't go back there again because, well, the state of Haiti is kind of awful right now. But if I could, I would.
The farthest I've been was probably California or Florida. I'm actually not sure which one's further, but I did a whole camping trip across the country. I went to California. I think there's redwood trees there or something. We went to that national park. That was pretty fun. We got to enjoy all the scenery. We also went to Yellowstone and the Grand Canyon, which was very nice.
If you guys play video games right now, because I know some of you might not, if you do, what's your what game have you been playing a lot recently, and what's your favorite game?
Red Dead Redemption 2, hands down, best game, best story, like, best atmosphere. I love that game, bro. I love that game.
Recently, I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy 16, and the one thing that the game, it was, like, overshadowed by a lot of stuff whenever it first came out, but one thing I can say is that the music in this game is so good. The music is so good. It's so impactful. Like, it's so loud. It's just, like, some of the best, like, video game music I've ever heard, if I'm being honest.
Right now, I'm working on Resident Evil Zero, the remake. Very difficult game. I'm stuck on a part right now. My favorite game would probably be Resident Evil 2. And then right now, I'm also playing Dead by Daylight. There's a 10th anniversary, which is pretty fun.
I mean, a game I've played a lot is Balatro. Anyone heard of that? It's like a deck builder where you, like, it's basically like poker, but not, you know, like, the fun thing about it is that, like, there's, like, some ways to, like, get, like, lots of score really fast, and it's like addicting for some reason. I can't stop playing it. Please help.
What's something you do almost, like, every day that kind of, like, correlates with your dream career?
Just making beats. I know. Grinding. Keep grinding.
I just code. I don't even code, like, anything specific. I just make things. Sometimes I draw. Sometimes I make music. Sometimes I just read or just look up stuff. My day is pretty random. You can never catch me doing the same thing once every day.
Do you want to have, like, a career in, like making websites or game design, like making video games?
Maybe, but probably want to do my own thing because making websites is, while I do it sometimes, it's I kind of hate doing it. Kind of hate working with JavaScript, even though I know so much about it. It's kind of weird to think about it. All right, let's get a little in the now right now. Who do you want to win the World Cup? Because I know I want Argentina to lose with every bone of my body, and I will be watching that at noon.
Yeah, to be honest, I think France probably would win, to be honest.
I don't really watch soccer, even though I play it. So, I mean, yeah, if I had to guess who would win, I'd probably say France because they've been doing pretty good so far. But as for who I want to win, it doesn't really matter to me because I'm not too crazy about any of the teams.
I have also not watched much soccer, but the one game I saw was, like, the very end of Norway, and Haaland, like, hit the goal with his head, or, like, hit the ball with his head into the goal. I thought that was really cool.
I kind of really don't care who wins either. I just want Argentina to lose. I hate Argentina. I can't stress that enough. I really hate the team. So, Egypt, please play as best as you can out there. Please.
Hey, guest podcaster here. I was just curious if you had a time machine and you could get access to yourself 10 years from now, what advice would your older self give your current self?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd probably say that they'd say, like, to persevere and, like, no matter, like, what struggles you have, like, just keep working at it and, to, you know, give every chance, like, a shot.
I'll tell them, like do what you want to do. Like, you know, don't have anybody else, like, give you your own standards. Like, set your own standards by yourself, you know? Like, don't, like, try to appease no one but yourself, you know? Like, follow, like, make your own footsteps to follow to.
I'd probably tell myself that the world will keep spinning. Like, no matter like what happens, like you have a bad day, you get embarrassed, anything, the earth is still going to be spinning. Like nothing's going to change, like in the long run. Everything that happens, don't worry about it, because you always got the next day and you can change things.
I'd probably tell myself two things. One, to invest all the money that you have right now, because you probably need that investment and that interest. And two, I'd probably tell myself to just not care as much, because I keep overthinking a lot of things. And if I don't know what happened, but I'd probably tell my younger or older self telling me to just stop caring as much, like be so worryless, like, and maybe learn to communicate better, because I cannot for the life of me communicate thoughts clearly. What is your most treasured possession, and why is it important to all of you?
I mean, like, I kind of asked this question before, but my family. I mean, is it like an object or like?
Yeah, object.
Oh, my, probably my computer. All my stuff is basically on there.
Yeah, object, probably my drawing tablet or my phone, because that's where I draw a lot. That's where I make my like animations and stuff. And I just really enjoyed like doing that.
I'm sticking with the pattern. I'm choosing my Xbox. I spend like a lot of time saving up for it, and I spend a lot of time on it. So that's like, it means a lot to me.
My most treasured object would be my 3DS, mainly because it's been there since I was like, 5 years old? It still works. Play has a lot of great memories, still use it once in a while, but I really need to get a new charger for it. It's almost dying.
I mean, like, what do y'all use for your hobbies? Like, what things do you use to, like, draw, code, you know, make music? Like, personally, I just use FL Studio on my computer, just make beats on there, you know?
I mean, depending on what's, like, available to me, I use like three different types of things. I've used IBIS Paint, I've used Clip Studio Paint, and I've used OpenTunes. I mainly use OpenTunes because that's like the easiest, like free one to use. That's the stuff like that Studio Ghibli uses. So I know it's like a good, like trusted animation software.
As a streamer, I'd probably use Twitch. Yeah, I use Twitch. And then I just started editing using CapCut.
I usually just use what's free. for drawing, I probably just use my pen and paper. But I had to go digital, I had to use Sketchpad or Sketchbook, what's it called? It's like an app with like an orange pencil on it. Like, or I use Iblis Paint, but I never figured out how to use that app. For like coding, I use VS Code because I can't seem to be able to use anything else. For like making animations, I think I've used Flipnote Studio. Yeah, it's Flipnote Studio, the one on like the DSi. I've used that one before I got my 3DS. I also used stuff like Flip a Clip, but that's turned really sour, so I don't really animate anymore. I really want to get back into it though.
Well, looks like we're out of time, listeners. Thanks for tuning in. This is Prashan, Chris, Avery, and David in the Loudcast signing off.